Welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast, the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us, brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. I am the podcast host, Gina Harms, seeing how many times I can say podcast in this intro. Today, I'm joined by a very exciting guest, a local drag performer. He has his own podcast that is joining the Comedy Here Often Podcast Network, where the big boys game.
That's correct? It.
Yes. Welcome, the established chandelier. Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Yes. So exciting.
Oh, we got the sillies, man. Got the sillies on Monday.
The podcast sillies.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly creepy when a 35-year-old man who sounds like me says the word silly. But unfortunately, that's the first thing that came out of my mouth. And we're sticking with it.
You think it works? Yeah, if you see you with your like mustache, you're like, got the sillies.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling silly today.
Oh my god.
God, it doesn't get any better. But yeah. I'm happy to keep digging a hole. Actually earlier this morning for the first time saw the Lady Gaga on the Muppets singing Venus video clip.
Oh.
I guess it's from a Christmas special a couple years ago, and I don't know why I just thought of this while we were talking about that, but like fired it off to so many people and was like, have you guys heard about this?
Yeah. That's amazing. I don't think I've seen that. Holy shit.
It's super cute. I love it. And I'll DM you afterwards because please, I think everybody needs to see this. It was on network TV, but let me break the story.
Wow. Yeah. You know, these things, like, they come out so quickly and they're forgotten. So this is the perfect platform, actually.
The 24-hour news cycle. It's killing me.
Oh, my God. I can't even. actually, this Christmas, because of just being at home for so long this whole Christmas season, like, I just, like, tried to seek out a lot of those Christmas specials that I never saw. And I'm like, wow, they really did make them like every year. Somewhat. Neil Patrick Harris has one. Like, I don't know. Like, so random.
Why does he have one?
He got everything for a while. I don't. Pete, yeah. How I Met Your Mother. Neil Patrick Harris was everywhere. Inescapable.
I remember him like floating around, and it was the whole thing where like, hey, it's this guy who was a child actor, and now he's gay. And yeah. I'm like, great. Another one for the team.
Good for him.
Yeah. Join. Come underneath the flag, bud.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. We'll move on from Christmas because.
Sure.
I don't know. I just don't feel like talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
I don't know. But I guess I usually ask, like, what pop culture you've been into recently. So that is one thing, the Muppets and Lady Gaga. I don't know. Is there any other thing you're, like, listening to lately?
I'm trying my podcast is wrestling, video games, and anime. So I don't want to talk about that at length because people can hear me do that on the other one. Oh my God, I'm stumbling because I consume way too much media. All of us do. What else am I doing? Right?
Yeah.
And most of like what new stuff I'm into, I listen to an ungodly amount of music and I try to find new stuff all the time.
Right.
And
it doesn't have to be like new stuff, but like something you were listening to now.
I'm like stressing out and like, I need to be current and cool. This is the thing. When I sent you some of the topics that we could talk about today, all of my pop culture references are old because when I was a kid, I just gravitated to all of the old stuff. So like, what am I watching right now? I'm watching The Nanny for like the eighth time.
Yes. I definitely, when the pandemic started, I started watching The Nanny. It's great.
It's such a balm. It's so nice. It's so easy. Every outfit she wears is incredible.
Stunning. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And she's so funny. I remember seeing it a lot as a kid, and like, I think my family would watch it. Like, my family was very into whatever sitcom was on. But yeah, I didn't really appreciate it. Like, obviously.
Nobody appreciates Francine Fine enough.
It's so true. Oh my God. And the theme song, one of the best intros.
I've been doing a lot of, like rehearsal for drag numbers I could do once we're back in the clubs. And I've worked out this entire, no lip syncing, just a full on like movement piece to the theme song, which I think is great. I have to record it sometime, and it's just going to be me like, I think I'm doing all of these wonderful fluid motions, and it's going to be like, like dancing like a Bob's Burger character.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait to see that. That reminds me of just like, I don't know if you watched So You Think You Can Dance when it was really big.
Loved it.
Yes.
Obsessed. I took dance classes because I watched it so much.
Oh my God. That's so good. It was like really big. Like for a while, but I just was going to say, it reminded me of like that introduced me to the idea of like lyrical contemporary dancing. And so like, I would just do that, like just swaying, be like, I'm lyrical dancing, but I'm like, I look like a fool.
I always wonder some of the like lyrical contemporary pieces. I'm like, you're very athletic because I can't do all of these extensions, but you're also just kind of like, throwing your foot in the air and then falling on the floor.
Yes, a lot of like I don't get
the movement, the piece behind it. Maybe I'm a Philistine. Philistine?
Philistine? Philistine. I don't know her.
That would be a great drag name, actually.
That would. I don't even know what that word means, but.
Oh, like uncultured.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. There we go.
I was raised Catholic. Sorry.
Oh, you know what? I was too. I was thinking about this recently. I retained nothing from church. We would go to church every Sunday. I went to catechism every week, like every Wednesday.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my! And I know nothing. Like Bible stories, I don't know. I don't know them.
My family is, they're very cool, but they also love a little bit of mass on Sunday. And I said, not for me.
Yeah. I like just went along with it. I feel like I was just a zombie through the whole thing. And then like my family just stopped going. Like I would have just kind of just gone, like I'm such a sheep. I just,
this is fine. I got somewhere to go on Sundays.
Yeah. I was like, whatever. I like the songs. I liked singing the choir songs. But yeah. God, I kind of want to go back to So You Think You Can Dance a little. Do you have any favorite routines from that?
Oh, yes, I do. There's, one of the dancers, I think because it was Jordan Sparks. I was going to say, one of the dancers' name is Jordan, but it's a Jordan Sparks song, and it's called No Air.
Yes.
And do you remember that one where they're wearing camo pants?
Yes.
It's
was it
so good.
Tabitha and Napoleon, was it them that choreographed it?
They oh wow. That is okay. Wow.
I have recently watched some of these on YouTube. Okay. I won't lie. That's why I wanted to talk about it. They're like husband, wife, hip hop choreographers.
Yes.
theirs were my favorite.
For the longest time, I was conflating them with the husband-wife who wrote the music for Frozen and was like, they can do everything.
Oh my God, that would be incredible. I mean, that guy is an EGOT winner.
Yeah, if he isn't already, he should be. Is he actually?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the one who composed the Frozen songs, yeah.
My mind, the EGOT is Whoopi Goldberg, and then everybody else is just like, playing catch up.
Pretty much. I mean, that's what it is. Whoopi Goldberg, is one of the only people, like, you know, the rest of them are mostly composers, because that's how you get Grammy in there, you know?
Or like an audiobook.
Yes, yeah.
Like EGOT winner Barack Obama.
I love that. I support it. Why not?
Yeah, sure. He's got that podcast with Bruce Springsteen now.
That's so crazy. I just don't know. The former president, does he need a podcast? Why?
Yeah, I just, you know, sometimes you don't have to do everything.
Exactly. God, let us have it. Yeah.
Stop splitting the listener base, man.
Yeah. I'm sure we have a ton of cross listeners, me and Obama.
So You Think You Can Dance was a huge, like, moment for me. I'm just so focused on this now, because early reality TV.
Yes.
I don't really watch, like, new stuff, and I haven't probably since, like, maybe, oh God, like 2012. I moved to Vancouver. I'm from Nova Scotia, and I moved here in 2011, and that's pretty much when I stopped watching, like, current TV, because I didn't have good cable and didn't know how to download things on the internet. So I'm like, okay, I guess this is it for me. But man, before that, So You Think You Can Dance, loved all the dating shows, The Real World, Surreal Life was like, I would plan my schedule around episodes of The Surreal Life.
Okay, I loved The Surreal Life. You sent me this last night, and like that you wanted to talk about it, and like, that was so, I mean, it was surreal that even, what a weird show. These like former celebrities.
Yeah, sometimes it was kind of sad.
Definitely. I think like The Surreal Life started like Dr. Drew. Like, that's how I heard about Dr. Drew, was from The Surreal Life, because he had to help these people.
Oh, wow. That's right. He came on. That's when RIP, that's when Vern Troyer was on and like fully should not have been on television.
Oh, yeah. Him or and like, the guy from Grease, Kanicki.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Conway.
Yes, Jeff Conway. Was he?
Yeah, also in a bad way. I think he.
Yes.
I don't know. If you did die, RIP.
Yeah, I think he did. I'm also like, I'm not sure.
I don't know. That's my nice, like, comforting way of saying sorry, man. Like, sorry you died.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Surreal Life also gave us the power couple of Bridget Nielsen and Flava Flav.
Yes.
That which is started so... the Flava Flav cinematic universe, which I'm so thankful to VH1 for.
Flavor of Love. That was, and New York, one of the greatest. And
they had their own spinoff, which was like Weird Love or something, or it was just Bridget and Flav. And remember, she used to call him My Little Foofy?
Oh my God, I don't remember that. Why?
She called him Little Foofy Foo. I'd be like, say the man's name. It's Flava Flav.
Foofy Foo. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, they were bizarre.
Just a couple that, like, I don't know, obviously knew they were on camera, but how many other weird pairings could we have gotten from The Surreal Life?
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah, that was like really good. I'm trying to think of who else was on it. I'm like, because there was like multiple seasons, right?
Yeah.
A different cast, kind of.
Was the guy from the Brady Bunch and the America's Next Top Model, Adrian?
Oh my God, that's right.
And then they got their own spinoff show.
Right. Oh, I completely forgot about that. Yeah, the season one top model winner and...
Oh my God, she won. Yeah, that's right.
She won
America's Next Top Model, went on The Surreal Life, and then started dating like Greg Brady.
Yeah. Wow. Bet she never thought that would happen to her.
I mean, all of the... I desperately need a follow-up series on anybody who's been on a VH1 reality show just to see if they're okay.
Yes, truly. I mean, yeah, because at the like beginning of reality TV, they were like, I mean, still, reality TV is fucked, but it's just like, yeah, we don't care. We're going to show the worst parts of you, and I don't know. It just seemed like the most damaged people.
Yeah, it was such a wild time.
Yes.
Because now it's... Oh, God, I'm going to sound like such an old man, but like now it's like all Kardashians this and Real Housewives that. And
but yeah, it. I mean, even like... Okay, so if you talk about the like old dating shows like Paradise Hotel, like they were like normal people. Paradise Hotel is Love Island. And now yes. Love Island is Instagram models, and it's like, it's not, I don't know.
Paradise Hotel was on for me at like 12:30 a.m. on Friday or Saturday on Global TV, and I would stay up and I'd watch it, and you know, not at the time realizing that I was like just super horny for everybody on the TV show. Right. I mean, I was also like probably like 18 or 19, but I was a late bloomer. Mm. And love the idea of them, you know, picking the couples. It was so dramatic, but my favorite, I think of this line way too often. There was a guy, his name was Zach. He was a total psychopath.
Yeah.
Just flip out at like the tiniest bit of conflict. And he got into this fight with somebody and he kept screaming, "You want to go? I'll go. You don't want to step to me because I got a lawyer in me. One of my uncles is a lawyer. I got a lawyer in me. I know what I'm talking about."
What?
Fascinated that he thought being a lawyer was like a genetic trait.
Oh my God. That's so good.
It was so, they were all so stupid. And like one or two of them, I think the two people who won might have been plants, because I remember them being like excessively attractive.
Well, but, probably.
But the rest of the people were like, you know, not, they weren't dogs, but they weren't Hollywood people.
Yes, that's what I remember. I remember, yeah, like not all of them looking like beautiful movie stars, you know?
Yeah.
I think
it's kind of like Love is Blind from last year.
Yes. Yes. I didn't finish watching that. I'm like similar to you. I've like, I watched all of those and then, yeah, I don't watch anything really anymore.
Yeah.
Especially reality TV. I like try. I'm like, I don't know. I want
Which
to.
One was your, like, of the Paradise Hotel era where you like, this oh. is for me?
Well, for like the dating ones, I want to say two. There was Temptation Island.
Oh, yeah.
And that was where there was like a group of couples and a group of singles. And so like you'd go there with your partner and then be tempted to cheat. That's so
what
crazy.
What a nightmare.
I know. Like, why? But it was so good. And the other one I really liked, because there was so many of those Bachelor type shows popped up. There was one, Outback Jack. Do you remember that?
No, this is...
Okay, so, like, in like, I don't know if the... obviously, I'm sure The Bachelor came first, but then there was, like, The Flavor of Love, all the VH1 ones, there was Joe Millionaire, and where he was, like, a fake millionaire, like, The Bachelor... He was like, oh, he's like The Bachelor, but he's actually broke...
Oh my God, I do remember that one.
Yeah, Joe Millionaire, that was a good one too. And then Outback Jack, they had all of these women who were like Bachelor contestants and they're super prissy and like city girls, and then they flew them out to the Outback and they were competing for the love of this Australian man. Bushman.
It's like the Man Tracker Bachelor crossover.
Yes.
I didn't realize I wanted to see.
Honestly, it was on TBS and I loved it. There's TBS, only one season.
TBS had actually, they had really bizarre reality shows, because I just earlier this week was thinking of one. It was called He's a Lady. And wow. They took a bunch of, you know, like dudes rock, and brought them to, and their wives were in on the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the game was they have to basically like dress up as women and like live and like do all these challenges, but like, okay, you're like, you're a woman and you're gonna win money at the end of this. And it was just so off the rails and out of pocket that, like,
wow.
I've been looking for episodes. I think I found one on YouTube that's split into like 24 parts.
Yeah.
So there's no way I'm watching that.
But
I remember being fascinated by all of these like Midwest dads, and they're like, and now choose your girl name. And they'd be like, Veronica.
And oh my
put on
God.
This like shake and go wig. And they'd make them go shopping and be like, this is how it feels to be a woman. I'm like, no.
Whoa, that's insane.
So incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
So incredibly terrible. And God. I desperately need to see it again.
Yeah, just to see the terribleness.
Yeah.
I get that.
Just to roast it. And yeah. Actually, no, I don't. I just need to watch it for me to make sure that I didn't fully dream this up and then never speak of it again, because it's a terrible terrible idea.
yeah sometimes you're just like, I just need to know that this is real and then move on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh God, it's so like crazy how far, like, thinking that like Drag Race is so huge now, and just drag in general, and is so popular, and then like that was a thing, like what?
Yeah. Wow. That was on probably before the first season of Drag Race, which was 2009, I think.
Right. God, that actually was a while now, too. Crazy.
Way too long ago.
Yeah. I was actually watching the, like, Drag Race documentary that they put out last week.
Oh, instead the COVID of an episode. Special?
Yeah, instead of an episode, they put out a 40-minute special. But I just, in it, Gottmik was like, yeah, I remember like being a kid and just watching Drag Race, and I was like, ew, fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Excuse me. Okay, you're young, I get it.
Yeah. It must be nice. Mm.
So funny. Also, I've been watching old America's Next Top Model episodes with my roommate, and a lot of that, I mean, super problematic too, and like we know Tyra is crazy. But
she's really
lot of,
getting her reckoning online now.
She really is. It's like every few weeks a new clip pops up.
Yeah.
I'm like, God. But yeah, a lot of the comments on Top Model are just like, oh, like, you look like a tranny, or like you look like a man.
Whoa.
I'm just like, oh my God, like that's not okay.
that's too much, man.
Oh yeah. And in like, I was watching like earlier, like I think season 4, and like one of the girls is bi, and all the girls are like, oh my God, she's gonna hit on us. It's like, oh, holy shit.
I remember that one specifically because, as somebody who is of the bi orientation, bizarre way to say that, but that's how I formulated that. Was like, oh, okay, suspicion, cool. But I remember I had a huge crush on, I think she's in the third cycle, and she was the first like out lesbian on the show. She's so pretty.
Oh, she has short hair.
She had short hair, and she was like super short. And
yes.
I remember her being on the show, everybody was like, ooh, she's gay. And they would like show so many scenes of them getting drunk and like making out in the van or whatever. And I'm like,
right.
What is the difference here?
Actually, yeah, you're so right. Like, that's so weird. So
suspicious.
Wrong.
I blame Tyra.
It's all her fault. We can blame Tyra for a lot.
Yeah.
Still love
She'll
her,
just
though.
Tell us to kiss her fat ass.
Yeah, exactly.
What a moment.
Oh my God. Okay, so other than reality TV, you also brought up like the like kind of, I don't know, VH1, like the pop-up video, the behind the music, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I love learning the backstory on pretty much anything. So like pop-up video, when it had all the little facts and stuff, I'm like, oh, this is cool. And
oh,
then
yeah.
Then behind the music, I'm like, Ooh, like, yeah, let's absolutely dig into the drama behind Blues Traveler. I need to see this.
Yes, I loved that stuff too. I remember like being like 11 or 12 and like always watching Much More Music, which was like Canada's, where they showed the VH1 show.
Yes, I loved Much More Music.
Yeah, I just remember like even like some of my friends being like, what? why do you like that show? But the only Behind the Music I really remember, and I feel like I saw it multiple times because it was on, was LL Cool J's.
Oh, is that the one? Oh, man. Is that the one where he talks about having blue balls?
Okay, I don't even remember that.
Okay.
Probably.
Probably. I remember watching like a Behind the Music or you know, biography special.
Yeah.
And he's something on camera and he just tells this way too graphic story for network TV.
Oh my
and
god.
It's seared in my memory. I will never forget it.
Whoa, that's wild. I would have seen that and probably blocked it out because I was because of Catholic guilt and shame.
Yeah, let's break open some past trauma. Let me revisit it for you today.
Oh, that's great. Oh my god. No, I just remember him like telling the story behind Mama Said Knock You Out, and it's not that interesting. It is what.
Yeah, it's
exactly what it sounds like. His mom told them to knock people out.
He's like, you gotta fight back.
Yeah.
And maybe write a song about this.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Should make a movie out of that.
Powerful. Did you see the Selena Behind the Music?
No, I don't think I did.
That was the first time I learned about Selena and was like, I remember her song Beady Beady Bom Bom on the radio and like popular when I was a kid when I lived in the States.
Oh.
And then that was it. Because I was like 91 and we moved to Canada in like 91 and 92.
Okay.
And completely forgot about it. And then I see the Behind the Music and the song is playing and I was like, oh, cool. Like I love her. And then at the end found out that she got murdered and was like, oh no.
Oh my God.
This is so sad.
Right. Yeah. You watch the whole thing. Oh yeah. Selena is a little bit of a blind spot for me, but I don't know. She was great.
Yeah. Admittedly, don't know much. I still haven't watched the Netflix series yet, but
yeah,
I watched Behind the Music and then eventually watched the J-Lo movie and listened to the music occasionally. Like,
yeah.
I'm purporting myself to be some like big Selena stan where I'm like,
no, but I
know more about
the
Selena
music.
Gomez. Yeah.
Unfortunately, same. Yeah. So another thing, sorry. Another thing you messaged me about was old sitcoms.
Yeah, that is like, that's my bread and butter. That's my wheelhouse. I watch all of them very frequently and would prefer to put on Bewitched over anything like brand new. I can't help it. I don't know where it started. The Prime channel that we had, or we still have, I don't know, but Prime had all of the old TV shows.
Right.
And I think it was an episode of Bewitched I was watching. Like daytime TV in the States was always Gilligan's Island and I Dream of Jeannie and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And it's like after school too. So I did watch that regularly, but then like as a, you know, a young man, found the Prime channel, was like, oh, this is cool, I remember this, and then just got heavily invested in all of them. And I remember my mom being like, are you sure you want to be watching like the Golden Girls? And I was like, yeah, the Golden Girls whips ass.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
Yes. I remember like I only remember that stuff being on super late at night, so I haven't seen like a lot of them. But I do remember my brother like getting into the Golden Girls and me being like, he's like a few years older than me, and I was like, what? Like, yeah. But it's great. Sure? Yeah, same thing. But yeah, so you've obviously been watching WandaVision.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big comic book nerd, so it's extremely right up my street.
Yes. I don't know if I saw you tweet this. I couldn't find it. I looked. But it was like, if you were like to do what she like go through the decades of sitcoms and yeah, pick one. Did you tweet that?
I did put my list like I think after I watched like the first episode or something like a couple weeks ago, but I mm-hmm. just saw yesterday there's like a viral one going around where it's four images from TV shows where you're like, this is what I would do.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, seen that yet. Perfect. I'd love to be a tastemaker.
Yes, exactly. That's always how it happens.
Yeah.
So what were yours? What would you choose?
Mine were, I should pull it up to be correct, but I'll do it off the top of my head. See if
doesn't
I
have to be
get
the
it
same.
Exactly. I know. Imagine somebody goes back and fact checks myself. It would be I Love Lucy for the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Bewitched for the 60s. And then the 70s. Man, it could be any one of them. Like, that's a stupid
thing
to say.
The 70s was like your fave era, maybe.
The 70s is just a wild Wild West thing. But I don't know. I would say probably like maybe Soap.
Okay.
Big fan of Soap. Or like All in the Family. And then 80s would be Golden Girls and 90s would be The Nanny.
Nice.
2000s, ooh, I guess, Will and Grace.
Oh, right. I forgot. Yeah, even in WandaVision, I'm like, is this supposed to be like Modern Family? Like,
it was supposed to be modern. I've watched maybe two episodes of Modern Family, but yeah, I instantly recognized, which speaks a lot to Modern Family, actually, their style.
Yeah, that's so true. It very pretty unique, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to think of what mine would be. I don't really know as many sitcoms. So, like, for the 50s, I, like, only know I Love Lucy. So, I'll say that. I would also say Bewitched for the 60s, because I have seen that quite a bit, and I love it. For the 70s, I would pick The Partridge Family.
Oh, that's an excellent one.
Love a family band. when's the 80s? Now I'm like lost. What are some 80s sitcoms? Is Cheers in the 80s or the 90s?
Cheers is in the 80s.
I'll say Cheers. I'm so like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. The 90s. God, can I say Just Shoot Me?
Yes, absolutely.
So different than a family sitcom, but whatever. It's my thing.
Just Shoot Me is so campy. It's so good.
It is. I want that to come on streaming. I just like remember it from childhood. I think it formed me a lot. I remember it a lot of it so specifically, just like David Spade being weird and Nina, what's the actress's name? Wendy Malick.
Wendy Malick, yeah.
She's so great.
Nina was, I'm also big, I don't know if you could tell, but I love TV. And I'm a huge British sitcom guy. And Nina always reminded me of Patsy from Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, that's, yes. So 100%. I had never seen Absolutely Fabulous until like a couple of years ago, but when I was 20, I lived in Australia and I used to like became really good friends with this Irish girl I can't speak. And and we would get really drunk. And then, like, these people, our friends started calling us Ab Fab. and I was just like, oh, I don't know. And then later watched the show and I was like, oh, that's a compliment. I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah, that is cool.
yeah. I'm like, okay, but we're nothing like that.
yeah. We're not nearly as glamorous, but no. Hey.
but yeah, I'll take it. 100%.
I haven't seen the movie they did, like, I don't know, 2 years ago.
Right.
But there is a bunch of the UK Drag Race queens in it for a party scene or something. So I'm it's always on the back burner. Like, I got an afternoon to kill.
right. Yeah. Save it for a rainy day.
Yeah. or like when I'm hungover and like can't think about anything.
that would be like the perfect thing to watch, actually.
Yeah.
nice.
That's I've seen 13 going on 30 probably 20 times because the W Network played it, I think, every Sunday the years that I was like living in Halifax going to school.
Yeah.
And I would just put it on and be like, 13 going on 30. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Order a pizza, cruise right into 6 p.m. Sunday night.
yeah, that's great. Yeah, that I miss that. I miss just like not having to pick a movie. I don't know. I'd like now I have it's just too many streaming services and options, and I just wish I could turn it on and be like, yeah, this is fine.
yeah, absolutely. Because even if you're not into it, like friggin', I went back to Nova Scotia for Christmas not last year, but the one before mm-hmm. when you were allowed to travel.
Yes.
And and I did was throw on whatever was on TV at like my aunt's house, like cable TV. I'm like, great. Just sit there on my phone, not even paying attention. She's like, wow, you watched like 4 movies today. I'm like, did I? I think I was on Twitter shit posting for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best though. Oh my God. I started doing this. I think it's also just from like being inside and having to watch so much over the past year that I'm like sick of trying to choose stuff. So I can't like binge TV shows. So I'll just like play like 2 episodes of this show, 2 episodes of this show. I don't know. I've invented the concept of reruns or, yeah. or syndicated TV for myself.
You've made your own schedule.
yeah. that's what they need. They need like a shuffle button. It's like 1 episode of Friends, 1 episode of Glee. Oh.
That's a great, if you could queue up all, you're like, I like these 10 shows.
Yes.
Put it on shuffle.
Yeah.
That is such a good idea.
Thank you.
$1 million idea.
Seriously. I think people would, it is cable, but.
yeah, totally.
But why not? Why wouldn't Netflix do that?
My lineup would be nuts because it would be old sitcoms and then like some weird animes and then a baking show. And then I need to see, like, you know, whenever, like, the Celtics or the Red Sox are playing.
oh, yeah.
And then show me, like, a weird art movie for, like, the end of the night. This is me flexing and being like, I'm cultured, but I just have no attention span and I need to see everything different.
but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I can't binge the same thing. Like, that's perfect. Like,
yeah,
yeah that is truly channel surfing. That's like.
Does it give me what I want?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what would mine? Yeah. It would be like some sitcoms, some old reality shows. I don't even know. I'm like, yeah. What do I watch? Yeah. Old rom-coms. I've been watching a ton of old rom-coms.
Which I have a favorite rom-com. Which one is yours? If you can pick a favorite.
Ooh, yeah. It's hard. Like, it's a boring, I feel like it's a boring choice, but like When Harry Met Sally is so good.
Oh, like a classic
a rom-com.
Yeah. What do you
I mean, I have others.
Mine's The Sweetest Thing.
Oh, that's great.
It's like one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Cameron Diaz and Christina Applegate.
Yes. That is so good. That reminds me, okay, I did just watch, and I've seen this multiple times, View from the Top with Gwyneth Paltrow.
yes.
And Christina Applegate.
fully in her bag, if I may quote Twitter.
Yes, seriously. That movie, I was like, this deserves more. Like, I'm it's so funny. It's like weird and campy. And like, yeah, Candace Bergen is like the world famous flight attendant. You're like, why?
Well, I was just thinking of something else and I lost my train of thought. I'm mostly just blinded by anytime somebody mentions Candace Bergen. What an icon.
It truly stops you in your tracks. You're like, yes.
The rom-com list is like so varied and deep. And I always like the dumbest ones. Oh, now I remember.
Oh, yeah.
You tweeted the photos of teen bedrooms.
And
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen is one of my, I think it's hysterical.
Yes.
It is slept on.
It is. It's like a genuinely funny movie. About this like teenage girl who's obsessed with a band. I'm like, yes, so relatable.
Yeah.
And she like wants to, I don't know. I just feel like I'm like, why all of these movies get like bad reviews? I'm like, it's a teenage girl movie.
Yeah.
I get so mad at like when things are just every time someone mentions the site Rotten Tomatoes, I'm just like, Rotten Tomatoes is nothing. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't make sense.
I don't care what, you know, Jeff from Michigan thinks about this movie.
No, not at all. Yeah.
I feel the same way about every review website, like Yelp. Yeah, I think Yelp is kind of dead now, but when it was at its peak, I was writing like funny reviews because I'm like, this is stupid.
Oh, that's
funny. I'll just write joke ones. And then they gave me elite status and I'm like, okay, then I'm just going to spam all of these local businesses with like shit. But I hate people took it so seriously and they're like, the food wasn't really up to par. Oh, where are you at? Five Guys? Like
exactly. Oh my god, I work at a coffee shop and I recently looked up the Google reviews on it and one of them really made me laugh because it said like it's like just crappy cup of coffee, worst coffee I've ever had, and then like two spaces and then it goes staff was nice though. I'm like, okay.
So it's not all bad.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, that's me. It's not my fault then.
Yeah. What are people gaining from being like, wow, I really hated this coffee from a local like coffee shop that's, you know, operating in a global pandemic?
Seriously. Yeah. And just like drink it and go. I get so mad. yes. Okay, I think we've reached kind of the end here. I'm like trying to keep track of time. So we'll end with a few questions, a few fun questions. Okay. So the question I always ask is, which Spice Girl are you?
Oh, Ginger.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, I was in a drag group a couple of years ago called Brat Pack. Usually I wear like redheaded wigs.
Right.
And I quit in very dramatic fashion. And so I was like, I'm obviously the ginger.
You're the ginger. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then, okay, this is like a question that I thought up that I think makes sense. So, there's two types of like witch TV shows, you know what I mean? There's like the sitcom witch or the drama witch.
Yeah.
Which show would you want to be in? I feel like I
want to be in the sitcom one, but I love the dramatic ones. So
yeah.
I used
like
to
Charmed.
Write Charmed or like the Sabrina TV show.
True.
I used to write TV recaps for this website. I don't know if it's still up, but it's called You Know You Love Fashion. Mm-hmm. And my two main shows were Pretty Little Liars and Vampire Diaries.
Oh my god, I loved Pretty Little Liars.
every friggin' week. I mean, we can do a whole episode on Pretty Little Liars between you and me, I feel.
That would be great. I just remember watching that show. I was living with a boyfriend at the time, and like I would just, he would be like wanting to watch something, and I'd go into our room and watch Pretty Little Liars on my laptop because I was like, I need to know what happens.
Nobody needs to see this but me.
Yeah, exactly. It's so insane. Anyways. But yes, so yeah, the sitcom, which I think I would be too. Like the 90s Sabrina is also my favorite.
Untouchable.
Yeah, truly. Okay, and then so we usually say like these are like the reality show big four. So I want to say, which one would you do? Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, or Amazing Race? But you can, I don't know, you can pick any reality show, but it's...
I think I would definitely do Big Brother because I want to be on Canada's Drag Race. So I feel like that's the same.
Right.
I want to be on a TV show where I'm in a room with people and you have to like navigate interpersonal relationships, and then I can do the one-to-one interview and talk shit about everybody.
Oh.
I feel like I would excel in that format.
That's the funnest part, yes. The diary cam.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes. Okay, and what else is I gonna ask? Oh, I don't know. This is like maybe too much to think about, but who do you think would be on the Surreal Life if it was made now? Do you think that could be made now?
Yeah, totally. They're doing another season of The Real World, reuniting the first cast.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I just saw the trailer last night, which is unrelated to this, but I think you would have people who are on reality shows instead of like celebrities, right?
Yes, that's true. Because, I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, there is, like, Dancing with the Stars now. I don't know.
And that's like one of the dance moms?
And that's usually... Yeah, I mean, usually Dancing with the Stars, they're not really celebrities.
Yeah, totally.
Some of them.
Some of them, for sure. And then you get, like, a football player where you're like, first week, all right.
Yeah, oh my god. I was surprised Nelly was on it last season. I was like, oh my god. I didn't watch it, but...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know
what? Good for Nelly.
Honestly, yeah. I follow him on Instagram. That's how I know. And he looked like he had a lot of fun, so...
I'm glad that Nelly's having fun in 2021.
Yeah. Why? He deserves it. Okay, that's the last question I had. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to have a conversation that's not just tweets.
I know. Yes, for real. So where can people find you?
I'm online as It's Chandelier. There's two S's in there. And then also our podcast, Where the Big Boys Game, is a... WT Big Boys Game, or Where the Big Boys Game on Instagram. The first one was Twitter.
Nice.
And yeah, and that's where I'll be until I die, I guess.
Woohoo!
Yay!
All of us. Yes, and for this podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at Dearest Pop Culture for updates, and make sure to subscribe and leave a nice review and rating, 5 stars and all that good stuff. Thanks for listening. Bye.